This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana abortion providers are suing the state health department in an attempt to block a new rule adopted by the Gianforte administration's health department that restricts how the state will pay for abortions through its Medicaid program. The rule was to take effect on May 1st. A Helena District Court judge issued a temporary restraining order in the case late Monday, May 1st, blocking the state from enforcing its new requirements for Medicaid patients until the court can hold a hearing. The ruling, drafted by plaintiffs and issued by now presiding Judge Mike Menahan, found that attorneys for the abortion clinics had established that they are likely to succeed on the merits of their claims and that the absence of a restraining order would create immediate and irreparable injury by violating constitutional rights. A preliminary injunction hearing about whether the judge should enjoin the rule while the case proceeds is scheduled for May 12th. The lawsuit, filed on behalf of Planned Parenthood of Montana, All Families Healthcare, and Blue Mountain Clinic, argues that the new rule has the purpose and effect of depriving low-income Montanans of access to abortion and conflicts with the Montana Constitution, state legal precedent, and the state procedures for adopting new rules. The lawsuit says the rule violates the rights to privacy, equal protection, and dignity, as well as the right to seek safety, health, and happiness outlined in the Montana State Constitution. Additionally, the filing argues that the rule conflicts with the Montana Administrative Procedures Act by being arbitrary and creating onerous requirements that are not reasonably necessary. Finally, the lawsuit claims the rule violates a patient's right to seek services from their provider of choice, a provision in the 1999 Armstrong v. State ruling that broadly protects abortion access under the state constitution's right of privacy. The women's health care clinics cast the rule as part of a broader effort to curtail access to abortion and to limit reproductive choice. In a statement, the plaintiff said, "Pregnant people who rely on Medicaid deserve the same vital, timely, and potentially life-saving care as every other Montanan. Unless this rule is blocked, health inequity in the state will dramatically increase as patients are forced to travel even further afield to access the health care they need, if they can at all. The state of Montana, the State Department of Public Health and Human Services, and Health Department Director Charlie Brereton are named as defendants in the case. The State Health Department, whose director is appointed by Governor Greg Gianforte, a conservative Republican, proposed the new rule in late December. The rule would change how the state evaluates medical necessity and authorizes Medicaid coverage. The rule was officially published on April 28th after undergoing a round of public comment in January. During that hearing, just one person spoke in favor of the new rule. More than two dozen testified in opposition. The new process limits Medicaid coverage for abortions to those conducted by physicians, blocking reimbursement for advanced practice registered nurses and physician assistants who currently provide abortion care in the state. The rule also requires providers to submit additional documentation and patient information to receive pre-authorization for Medicaid coverage. Under the prior standard, patients could qualify for Medicaid coverage after their procedure if a provider attested on a written form that their abortion was medically necessary, an emergency, or if the person was pregnant as the result of rape or incest. The new limits on practitioners, documentation standards, and pre-authorizations, plaintiffs argue, implement a de facto waiting period for abortions and forces patients who could otherwise obtain a medication abortion via telehealth to undergo an in-person examination instead. The lawsuit says, Montanans impacted by the rule are by definition low income, and for most of them, the denial of coverage is tantamount to a ban. The rule will thus force the most vulnerable in the state to continue their pregnancies and give birth with all of the emotional, physical, and life-altering consequences this entails. The lawsuit also says that Montana abortion clinics would be seriously disrupted by the rule because of their patient demographics and providers, most of whom are not physicians. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.